sister stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's May 31st, the last day of May.
Time flew.
And we're starting the summer, right?
Yeah.
Summer starts in June?
Yeah, I guess so. It starts never.
Yeah.
I say.
Here it's already summer. What the hell?
I know. It's the same all the time. So.
It is the same every day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
We have the same weather. Sometimes it's hotter. Sometimes it's not as hot. But it's the same.
Last summer wasn't as hot as like I would think it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Last summer wasn't that bad, actually. They're saying this one's going to be hotter.
I kind of hope so.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like, you know, when it's like super hot. And
bring
like,
the
oh,
microphone
God.
Up. I can't hear you talking to the bottom of the microphone there.
Oh, wow. I think I was crouching like this before.
No, you don't have to. Just bring it up a little bit. That thing is falling off, but we're getting a new one today, so that should be fine.
Awesome.
That's what's causing it to.
I've got the shiesty mic.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome. Love you too.
Yeah.
So I think I have the wrong contact and the wrong eye. I'm staring at the screen all squinty eyed.
Oh my God.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that sucks, huh? So
it's
they're
really
both
weird.
Wrong.
Yeah, like one's like blurry and one's like not, and I'm like, oh, it's weird.
Why don't you try switching them? Can you do that? Do you have the liquid with you?
I'm good. Salem? I just think it's funny
that
I do that.
Okay. Yeah, I would go crazy with that.
So anyway, I got my voice back, kind
yes,
of.
Yes, you did.
So I'm excited for that. I'm going to go to the swag event today. Yay mm-hmm. for gifts.
Right,
for me.
Of course.
Yes, I know. It's amazing. And then there's like ones all weekend long.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So then the party just continues.
Right. Yeah. Do you know what kind of stuff they're going to have there for you this
year? They give you a little bit of like a tease like on the press releases. So I know there's like sunglasses and jeans. Like the same thing always.
Right.
Jeans and booze and, you know, like the Raw Brothers said yesterday they were going to save me popcorn. So I'm excited about that. That's like my biggest highlight.
Of course.
Freaking pirate booty. I don't know what it is about pirate booty, but I love it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, that's cool, you know. You know what popcorn I like? They have these new ones now, the Orville Redenbacher one.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you
that's
heard of those?
That's not new. That's been around since 1920.
No, but I know, but what's new is they put it in little bags now that turn into a bowl. So you don't have to take it out of the bag. It just stays in the bag.
It turns into a bowl?
Yeah. The paper that's around it turns into a little bowl. And it's full of fucking butter. I love it. This butter and salt
so
out of your ass.
Gnarly.
And I love that. I mean, it's so like unhealthy. You can tell as you eat it. You
know? Sounds disgusting.
It's greasy. And
blah.
It's not disgusting at all. Believe me, it's very good.
And so that's why you bought the gym membership.
Yeah, exactly. I got to counteract that somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah. I got to start going to the gym more, though. I mean, I'm getting lazy, you know.
Yeah.
So I got to find something to stimulate me to go there. You know what I'm saying? And I mean,
is your wife going too?
No.
Okay. Well, you guys should just go together.
No, that doesn't work. No. I'll tell you what makes me go is I start to feel like blah and stuff. You know what I mean?
Blah.
Yeah. Like now that I've worked out a little bit and stuff, my body wants it.
My motivation is, if there's like a big party for the weekend that's a pool party, I'm like, oh, shit, I got to work out. Oh, crap.
So like a one-time thing, right?
Well, no,
like that really helps.
No, I go. Well, you know, I go to my boot camps in the morning.
Right.
I haven't gone this week at all, but yeah, that's my motivation. It's like, all right, I gotta work out, I gotta look good, I gotta walk into that pool party and be like, that's right, what? That's my
right.
motivation. What? Call it pathetic, but it's true. At least I admit it.
Yeah. Well, you expect to be looked at, so that's
slightly
fine.
Slightly vain. Slightly.
Yeah, you got to dress the part, right?
But I mean, I guess in a way it's like, okay, so Going to the gym, yeah, but you know what? I think sex is a way better, like exercise. Like you lose weight so much quicker.
Really? With sex?
Yes, you and your wife should just be like all morning.
Like screwing all day and all night.
Yeah, why not? Have a sexathon and watch. Like they'll just drop.
Right.
Pounds will just drop off.
Maybe pounds drop off, but you still have to lift weights.
I'll bring in some extends. You lift her up. Creative.
I really don't need extends, you know.
I may
in the future, but I will.
It's like, you know, it's like basically like a Viagra in a way.
Right.
Right?
You
so
told me that.
Some,
yeah. So it gets
just take it
gives you an erection, right?
It keeps you horny all day long.
Really?
So you guys can just have your sex effect.
Yeah, I'll have to try that.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, will they send me some pills? I mean, it's pretty expensive, isn't it?
Hello, you're looking at the person that was a spokesperson for 8 years. I think I can manage to get the hookup. Quietly.
I'm really wondering about this. You know, I mean, if it does work, then I could really promote it on the show. You know?
I mean,
yeah.
We should talk to someone about that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. But I mean, like I was saying before, the extend drink. Remember I told you before how it's so annoying that they sell it in the gym. That was disgusting. I told you about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the drink is so yum. Okay. So
really?
I was drinking it because it tastes kind of like a 7-Up, but like a weird limey flavor.
Right.
And it's like, and they're bigger. They're like, go figure. But they're kind of like the PC size.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know, what's that? 23 ounces, right?
Right.
So they're larger and you drink it and it's like, this isn't bad. Like it's good. And they say women can drink it, you know, and it's just the drink. So I drank it because why not? They give me cases or they did give me cases of it. And one drink, it's like, it gets you a little bit horny, but like two drinks, like I had a second one and I was like, holy crap.
Really?
Yeah. It's like liquid ecstasy. I'm not even kidding. And you're just like on another world. Yes. Yes, pretty much. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just to get horny, I don't really need a drink, to be honest with you.
No, I don't
either. I'm horny all the time, but I would be curious to see how it works.
Right. No, no, so no, either. It was just the fact that I wonder, it's here, I want to try it. What's it really do?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, well, do you still have those drinks?
Yeah, I'll have to bring them in there in my refrigerator. And it's best if you, like, I have an idea. Like, you could give it to your wife. And you could, don't tell her it's Sprite. And just, like, mix her up a drink, pour a little bit in there, you know, a little something, something. And, like, hand it to her and be like, yeah, we're just going to have a drink tonight.
And then she's suddenly, like, horny
as hell. Don't tell her. Yeah, exactly. Don't tell her. She doesn't need to know. She's going to be quite happy later, so it'll be fine. You know?
Oh, my
God.
Then
they have, like, the women's pills, too, now, apparently. Uh-huh. Yeah. I did, like, the last commercial for that one, like, a year ago. It just came out.
Mm.
And, you could just drop a pill in there. So
really?
She'll be ready to go all day.
Oh, to get a woman horny
and
stuff?
Yeah, I haven't tried those. I mean,
right.
I'd wonder what that would do.
Yeah.
You know, but,
yeah,
you could just do that.
I don't know what it would do.
I don't know, but you
maybe
should
nothing.
Plan for the whole weekend. That should be your weekend this weekend.
Really? Since like fucking all weekend?
Yes, why not?
Okay.
Why? Absolutely. Absolutely.
She's planning my whole fucking life for me now.
Somebody has to. Come on, guys, spice it up.
Yeah.
Especially when you're married. You've got to spice it up.
You've got to spice it up, absolutely.
Yeah. Look out,
have you
whoever.
Ever been with anyone for 8 years before?
Five years. And I spice it up.
Yeah.
I was younger then too, but you gotta spice it up. Why not?
You do. You know.
Yeah, I am one to never be boring.
Mm. Okay.
This is for sure. Because I get bored easily, so I'm like, I need to entertain myself. So then I just come up with things to entertain myself.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk to a wall. It's quite entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I mean, like, honestly, like, yeah, throw in some crazy things like that. Especially if you've been married for 8 years, you gotta do something.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does get to be repetitive and stuff, you know, but yeah, I don't know how you spice it up and everything.
Buy the cheese.
You know, I mean, I don't want the toys.
Why?
Because
I don't.
Yeah, I know, but it starts making the noise and the vibrating noise.
It almost made me spit my tea on the computer.
This buzzing sound, and it like totally takes me out of the
mood. Just like, so wait, do sounds like that just knock you off? Like
I can get distracted, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird. I just don't. I guess when you're like in the moment, really?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, when I was younger, I used to be into everything. Now I've become a little conservative.
What if you turn on like music? Like sexy music?
Yeah, music
drink
is
some
good.
Wine.
Music is good.
Yeah.
Wine's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But how does that spice it up?
Because then you can like play with toys.
Yeah,
you're, like,
but if you do that all the time, but if you always do the same thing, you know?
No, that there's plenty of things
the wine and
to
the,
do out there.
Yeah.
Do I really need to, like, let me plan your day?
No. What? But you're talking about, you know, wine
that,
and music and that stuff.
Remember that sex cheese I was talking about?
Sex cheese.
I don't remember. Who was it that was on the show? And I was like, oh, that. It was one of the guys from the other show. What was it? Oh, The Liberator. Was that it?
The Liberator is
cheese. Isn't that it?
The Liberator, isn't that like a vibrator or something?
I don't remember. I'm getting him all confused.
I think your guest is calling in, so let's see. Right in the middle of a conversation.
Wow. Okay, so anyway.
Hold on. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. This is Emily Andrews. How are you, Brigetta and Sam?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Emily. Thank you so much for calling us. Where are you calling from?
Actually, I'm here in Clearwater. I'm the one who does the presentations with the angels and shares guidance with people with angels.
I see. So is that where you guys met in Florida?
Yeah, actually, I went to...
Yeah,
my parents live in Naples, and I went to a spiritual fair, and she was there, and I thought she was amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was probably meant to be that you guys would meet.
I always believe that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that sounds good. So, Emily, tell us a little bit about...
synchronicity.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you and what you do, and so people can know who we're speaking with.
Yes. Thank you, Sam. I am here in Florida, and what I do is that I help people connect to what I call divine guidance. When I say divine guidance, it's guidance that I feel is being shared by, you know, some people call it God, some people call universe, source, the creator. It's just that guidance that is being inspired through me. And what happens is that it comes through different avenues. Sometimes I see angels for the people, or sometimes I see loved ones.
Uh-huh.
And I just share whatever is being shown to me that would be of service, that would be of inspiration for the person. And when I say I see, what happens is that I sometimes see things visually. Other times I hear them audibly. Sometimes I feel them more in my body or emotionally, and that is what I share with people.
Right.
And I meet with people privately. But I also do presentations, and in my presentations, it's geared the same way. It's just in a larger capacity. And when I say geared the same way, it's that I ask to be of service, and I ask to be of inspiration for everyone who's present in a way that would honor the group. And then visions, thoughts, emotions, and things are shown to me, and that's what I present to the group. And usually there might be like a meditation or an activity or an exercise that they're encouraging everyone to participate in so that they themselves can connect to that guidance themselves and on their own. And in reality, that's my ultimate goal, is to help people do that for themselves.
Right. So now you help people communicate with the dead. Is that one of the things that you do?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I do connect to loved ones. It's not one of those things that always comes through. And the reason that happens is because, again, I ask for the highest good to be shown. And sometimes it does involve a loved one who's no longer here. And then they'll go ahead and share messages. Sometimes, again, they're just showing me an object that is significant or something that they're bringing to them to show them that they're being loved and cared for. Other times, it's just words or a memory that they're helping me remind the person of. But yes, I do see loved ones. There are people who meet with me with that specific intention, and it's not one of those things that, you know, sometimes they say yes or no. It's actually something that does get shared if that's the intention the person comes for. But again, I ask for it always be the highest good. So most of the time, the loved one is no longer here who can share something of inspiration and hope. And yes, it does come through.
Right. Now, you know, I sometimes wonder about that and stuff. I mean, shouldn't we let just souls just rest, sort of a thing, or do they want to communicate with us? How does it work?
Well, thank you. That's actually a good question. And the way it's been shown to me, when people go through trauma with things that are overwhelming, there is an aspect of a person, let's say if it's a tragic death, there is an aspect of that person that lingers.
Uh-huh.
Because on some level, they know that part of their purpose is to offer that comfort in whichever way the person can receive it. And that's why sometimes people who are suffering in a very traumatic way might hear music that reminds them of that person, or they might see little things that remind them of that person. But it's because, again, that in some way that that person is trying to let them know that they're okay and everything's going to be okay. I don't want to go too much into that, but depending on how the death occurs, it can impact how prominent the person is present or how evident the person is present. Because again, it's just there's a purpose with that. There's a purpose for them lingering, or an aspect of them lingering. And when I say an aspect, I do, when I connect with loved ones that have crossed over, sometimes I'm shown an aspect that represented their personality, why they were here. And then there's also shown that part of them that seems very wise, that is very wise, and it's because it's the aspect of them that is connected to Source in a clear way. And it's the messages and the guidance being shared from that place doesn't necessarily always correlate with the individual, the personality of the person that was here.
Right.
But again, it's more honoring in regards to it coming from a place without judgment and doubt and fear and any other emotions that were part of that personality when they were here.
Right.
So how long do they tend to usually stay around, or does it depend? Like, do they have like unfinished business, or do they just, like, how does that work?
Well, and sorry, Sam, I know you asked about if we're holding them back. I do want to share, we don't hold them back. There is, and that's one of those things that it's a paradox, because to an extent we do, if we feel like we still need them and we're calling for them and we're asking for them to be around, or we're going through the emotions of it being very painful and traumatic, then an aspect of them lingers longer and they do stay around longer. When we get to that place where we feel more peace and we feel like we've been able to heal more and let it go, their spirit, their soul doesn't hold on as long as the other. So that's, sorry about not fully answering that question. And then Brigetta, if you don't mind, can you ask that, your question again?
Sure. Like, how, what do they, I forgot what exactly what I was saying.
It's okay. We can go
to
another question.
It was something like, why do some spirits linger longer than others? Do they have like unfinished business, or is it, or maybe it's, you answered it, just because we hold on to it. I don't know.
Well, it's one of those things that, and this is more on a deeper level, you know, we're more than these bodies that we walk around. And yes, you know, our conscious minds realizes that this is the life that we see, the reality that we see, that's it. But, you know, on a deeper level, we all know that our souls or spirits are more than these bodies, and our souls have a beautiful purpose, a beautiful intention to carry out on this earth. And the way it works out is that sometimes when we do die or cross over, depending on the circumstances, we recognize that depending on the death and how it took place, there's still certain things that our soul knows is meant to do. So what happens is that, and what I've been shown is, you know, let's say, for example, I'm going to share a personal example. A cousin of mine who's like a brother to me, who's very close to us, he died tragically in an accident. And his spirit has shown himself helping my brother a lot, but it's because my brother, on his own journey and in his own way, is fulfilling some of the things that my cousin Daniel was here to share. Mm. So even though it was very tragic and traumatic, on a deeper soul level, it was understood and known by my brother and his soul, and also by my cousin's soul, that this is something that my brother would carry on the torch for him, that it would be something that he would continue and also get that support on a spirit level from my cousin to accomplish his purpose, his life goal, on a soul level.
Right.
And it's one of those things that it's beautiful how we are so interconnected. And when loved ones do pass away, it's when they know that they have a gift to offer, or they know that they themselves have a connection with your life purpose, their spirit will offer what they can to help us accomplish that, because they know that they, on a soul level, made that commitment to help you, just like you did the same for them in
right.
whichever way it unfolded.
Right. Now, how did you find out you had these abilities? Was that like from a young age?
Well, as a little girl, just growing up, I always said I could hear God talking to me. But it's one of those things that I feel God's always talking to everyone in our own unique ways. It's whether or not we're noticing or acknowledging that that's how we're being spoken to or just loved. But as a little girl, I could audibly hear things and also see things, but it wasn't one of those things that I thought it was different. I just would share whatever came up randomly, but not in ways that I felt was psychic or intuitive. Mm-hmm. And I just felt a lot of love for people. And I just, growing up, that's how it was. And my family was very wonderful. And again, even as a child, or even when I was, when I got older in college, and even in my later years, is not one of those things where I said, oh, I'm intuitive or psychic. I just saw stuff, and I audibly would get guidance and hear stuff or be shown stuff, but I just thought it was normal for everyone, or at some level we were all being inspired. And I really felt like God was guiding me my whole life. It just worked out for me that I could hear it audibly and see visuals along with
right.
with that guidance.
That's amazing.
And then I had a child with special needs, and she can't talk, and she has other medical conditions. And it was during that time that I asked to become what I call intuitive. And once I opened up myself to receiving more guidance, I just realized that it was taking place all along. I just wasn't giving it that label.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
And it just opened the doors for me to be of service for other people. I was actually shown and inspired to help people. And that is my passion, just to help people and share blessings with them. And just doors opened up for that with ease after I set that intention. And actually, after that was shown to me, and I said, okay, I'm open to it.
Yeah.
And it just unfolded from there.
Yeah, well, we need a lot more people like this that want to help other people. You know, you don't see very much of it lately. But Emily, you have a book coming out?
I do, and my I'm having my book release party today, and I'm very, very, very excited. It's going to be here in St. Pete.
Wonderful.
Yay!
Yeah, congratulations. I know, it's like a little baby when a book comes out.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said it's like having a little baby, a new baby, when your book comes out.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things that I tell people I'm very, very excited and just I can't even say proud. I'm just grateful.
Right.
I just feel very grateful. And it's not because it's not really my work. And when I say that, it's not something that I myself created. It was really just shown to me and inspired through me.
Right.
So I fully can't take that credit, but I'm grateful to be that person and that channel that can share with others what was shown through me so that I can inspire others to do the same. And the book, that's the intention of the book, is to help people connect to their own angels, to their own guidance. And it has activities and exercises, and it just has messages that were given to me to help people recognize how beautiful they are, how valuable they are, and how they're really being loved.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing, is most people just don't realize how much they're truly loved. And in the book itself, that's what it does. It shares that and it inspires that and helps people connect to that more tangibly. And when I say tangibly, so that they themselves can say, oh, wow,
yeah.
I feel that. I see that. I hear that. I can experience that too.
Yeah. Now, what's the title of the book and where can people find it?
Connecting with Your Angels, and it is something that could be purchased. I'm going to be posting the information on my website. It needs to be loaded. It hasn't been loaded yet. I'm embarrassed to say that. But it's livingtoinspire.com, mm-hmm. livingtoinspire.com. Or you could also visit Transformation Publishing, and Transformation Publishing has the book available for purchase, and it's also going to be available, or it is already available, in Kindle and through other sources where you can get them online and things like that,
awesome.
Where you don't have to have the actual physical copy.
And I just wanted to say, too, for anyone out there that's listening, that you are amazing, and I learned so much in our 15 minutes of our our session. I mean, it was incredible. Like, it was, you said so many things that I was just blown away by, and, like, things that I needed to realize that I didn't, and patterns that were happening, and I just was blown away. And then everything that you said, what happened, did. So I just find that amazing. So
wow.
Yeah. So and it's one of the few, like, honestly, I've been to many different psychics and healers and everything. And I have to say that, and I've been to so many. And the only ones that I will recommend are a guy here in LA named Dave and you. So
everyone
listening.
Thank you.
There you go. You see, it wasn't a coincidence that you met.
I know.
Yeah. All right, Emily. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations again on the book. All the best with it. And
thank you.
Sure. And everybody go to the website, check it out. And all the best. I'm sure you're going to have fun today. It's a fun day for you.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you. And real quick, I did write it. I'm not going to share the information over because some of the stuff they touched upon was pretty personal. But I would love to email you some of the stuff they shared with me, Sam. If Bridgetta can send me your email, that would be wonderful. And I'll go ahead and share some of the stuff they shared for you.
Yeah, that would be
that'd
cool.
That'd be great.
I would love that. I would love that.
Okay. He was on it.
All right, Emily. Thank you so much.
You all both have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Good. Well,
that's interesting stuff.
I will let her.
Know?
Yeah. When yeah. I'll give her your email.
You're definitely making me more spiritual with all these guests.
But wait till you see what she says. You're gonna be blown away.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. She'll know things that you don't even realize, and you're like, wow.
Well,
okay.
Maybe she'll make me a believer.
It's crazy. You know? And then she'll make you realize things now, and then she'll tell you things that are going to happen in the next month or 2 months. Well, it depends on every person, but that's what mine was. And it was even like people I was going to meet and things like it was crazy. I mean, it's detailed. Right. And I was just kind of like, whoa.
Really? So she knew a lot of stuff about you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And all I did was sit there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was incredible.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're open to this stuff, so it works for you.
Yeah, but you'll see when she reads for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's cool. She didn't do it on the air because it's more personal. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, so okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, send her my email address. And
I will.
Or send me hers, and I'll just contact her.
Well, if she does it tonight, I want to know tomorrow exactly what you think.
Yeah.
Because you'll be like, what? No way. And it'll be really interpersonal things, and it's not like you can Google it or find it anywhere. It's like actual things that you've gone through or went through, or situations that that were really bad that you needed.
Right.
Like just it could be anything. It's
yeah.
crazy.
But what's the point in finding out, like, you know, I mean, for her to prove to you that she knows things and stuff, I mean, what's the point in that, you know?
She doesn't
because
need
then
to...
you can have her tell you more about the future and stuff.
She doesn't need to prove it. There were just some, like, I sat down and I had a very bad pattern of something that I was like blocking because I'm guarded, you know,
right.
by a lot of like people, and I've been like screwed over by a lot of different people. And I mean, my good friends know that, but not everyone else. And she sat there and was like, literally kind of like, was like, all right, you do this because of this and this because of that. And I'm like, oh yeah, dude,
wow.
I didn't even realize that's what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even realize, like, I tend sometimes to push people away.
Mm.
I do that as a defense mechanism, and I didn't even realize why I was doing it. And she went through like these lists of things and actual names of
really?
People that have actually held me, and I'm like, oh my god, and I'm like, wow. And it dates back to like, but I'm like, that's really
see,
intense,
that would
crazy.
Convince me. I mean, if she used like names and situations,
and it was like in my face, like and I was just kind of like, oh my goodness, wow, okay, I do have to deal with all this. Wow, I didn't realize I was holding on to all of that, you know.
Yeah.
And then I dealt with it, and it was fine. And I'm like, I don't like as soon as I like let go of all those things that I was upset about or irritated by all the slew of different people,
right.
I felt so much more free and better, and good things happened. And then she went into, okay, and then this person, and then this person are coming in, and this is going to happen, and blah, blah, blah. Like, it was really, really cool.
Wow. So you met her at a convention? Is that what it was?
It was a spiritual fair.
Spiritual fair.
Shut up. Yes. Naples is actually a very spiritual place.
Really?
Yeah, in South Florida. Well, it's not a Native American land that's there.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird because... I happened to be down there for, I think it was there for 2 weeks.
Mm.
And they only have it twice a year, and I didn't even know that it was going on. And my mom saw it on TV, and she's like, there's the spiritual fair, I happen to be here. And I'm like, we're going. And my mom has never been to any of that kind of stuff before, so she was so cute. She's going around. So like, she got a reading from almost every psychic that was there.
Really?
I'm like, what are you doing? It was so funny. It was like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah.
She was like, they told me this. Oh, my gosh. Now I want to go to the next one. And she was just hilarious. I was laughing.
Wow.
At her. I was like, Wow. My mom went to her as well, went to Emily as well.
Yeah.
And was pretty blown away.
Did that make her a believer?
Yeah. Really? My grandfather who passed away, my mom had like things, just stuff that like no one would know.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was pretty interesting.
That's pretty spooky shit.
It was, yeah. I mean, but if you're open to it and you're ready to deal with it.
I guess, yeah, yeah.
But
there must be something there, yeah.
Pretty neat.
But I would have to have some proof of that, I guess.
Well, you'll see.
Okay.
I hope it's tonight so that we can talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
That'll be cool.
All right. Well, yeah. I'll do it right after the show and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she. Well, today is a busy day. I don't
think she has that
time.
Right. Yeah.
She's releasing a book. That's cool, you know?
Yeah, that's true. It's like I said before, you know how I love Dave, you mm-hmm. know, and Dave is amazing. But Dave and her, only ones.
The only ones that speak to you.
Because I honestly think that when you go somewhere and they dance around, like if you're giving me dates, names, mm-hmm. things that have happened and they actually happen, then I'm like, okay, well, it's legit. You know, right. Once it happens, I'm like, all right. But everyone else kind of dances around like, I feel, I see, like
right.
blah, blah, blah. And they don't give like anything.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
they
you're
give
just
you initials
dance
and
around
shit.
The whole question, you know, and I'm like, this is crap. So,
yeah.
And maybe it's not. Maybe they're gifted another way. It doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think a professional would not ask you, I'm feeling something with the letter M. Do you know someone with the letter M?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yeah, duh.
Right.
You know? And things like that, you know, so it's like hit and miss type of a thing.
Yeah.
You know? So I would be really curious to, because I believe you. I mean, if you're convinced, then I believe you that
she's really good.
That you're convinced.
Yeah, and I'm very like, and I'm open to everything, but I'm also very skeptic when I'm being read. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I will like blank face because I don't want you to read my face.
Yeah.
I'm like poker face, but yeah. Anyway. So what's in the news?
What's in the news? A couple things here, actually. This really irritates me. New York City seeks to ban big sodas from restaurants and food carts. So it's like, you know, if you get like a slurp, not a slurpee, what they call them, like a big gulp or something at 7-Eleven, that's going to be outlawed.
Why? Because
they're thinking that people are getting obese because they're drinking fucking soda.
You think?
Give me a fucking break.
No, but it is true.
Well, but that's not the way to fight obesity.
No.
You know, I mean, you don't make it fucking illegal
because
to fucking sell big drinks. What is this?
Here comes Big Brother. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing. I'm just going to buy three of them then.
Yeah.
If I really want it, I'm going to get it.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, but to outlaw something like this really pisses me off.
No, I agree.
I mean,
it's
I can understand like in the schools and stuff, you know, they want to protect the kids and they don't want them drinking soda, maybe juice.
Right.
Okay, fine. But you're going to fucking outlaw it for me? I mean, enough with this outlawing everything, you know? Already in this town, I can't fucking smoke a cigarette anywhere, you know? Now,
I'm actually thankful for that. I'm sorry.
I'm sure.
Fuck cigarettes. It's horrible.
Yeah, but when it's not near you, it doesn't bother you.
It does bother me. I have a really insane sense of smell. Like,
right.
My smell is like, I can't explain to you.
I'm smelling somewhere where you're not around.
I mean, smell it on your hair. I can smell it on your shirt. I may not say anything, but I can.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm around you all day long, you better be, yes.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be illegal, okay?
You know
what I'm saying?
It does if I'm outside and I want to enjoy the nice fresh air with by myself, or if I have a child especially that you're looking after.
Right.
No, that's
not cool.
But I'm not
going to smoke after near your child, you know? I mean, that's not the point.
It goes down the street. It blows in the wind.
Well, you know what? So does fucking car fumes and shit.
I agree, that's disgusting
too. So, you go outside, you're exposed to all these things.
Right.
You know?
But, okay, for example, if I want to be, and I think maybe it is retarded walking down the street and not being able to smoke it, but in games, for example, if I'm going to, you know, a football game and I'm sitting in a stadium, do you better not be smoking it?
No.
That is disgusting.
Because you're sitting too close to people.
It's foul.
That doesn't make sense.
And same thing with restaurants and like clubs. I don't want my hair smelling disgusting.
I agree, but if I want to smoke on the street, then fuck everybody. You know, I should be able to.
Usually
I stand away from people and all that stuff, you know, so I mean,
but is it illegal to smoke on the street? It's not, right?
What?
You can smoke outside.
No, but they want to make it illegal, too. They want to make it illegal for you to smoke at home.
What?
On your fucking balcony.
Well, if you live in an apartment building, maybe I understand that. But if it's your house, then you can do whatever the hell you want.
I still can't understand it. I mean, fuck it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I mean, that's the thing, is that I think government is getting into everything, and it's really irritating me, you know?
No, and
like
I agree.
With the Happy Meals that they were going to outlaw in San Francisco.
I don't know if they did that or not. Why are they outlawing Happy Meals?
Because they figure that, you know, it attracts kids because of the toys and stuff.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to go only because I wanted Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, it's a new car. I want it. Sign me up.
Yeah. So, you know, so they call it manipulation of kids and all that, you know.
But they've been doing it for years. And this, yeah, this is absolutely freaking ridiculous.
You know.
It is Big Brother, and it is getting crazy. Now, I would say, I would argue it for the fact of if it was like healthcare that was government was paying for all the healthcare, and people are getting fat because of that, then I understand it. Like, if this were happening in Canada, you know, I would say, well, they kind of have a right because they're paying for your freaking healthcare. Right. Shut up about it, you know. But they're not. We're paying for our own healthcare, so therefore it's not an argument. So how is obesity affecting everyone else? Like, it only affects that person.
Yeah.
You know, if you are what you eat, and if you want to eat and be fat, then go for it.
They need to protect you from yourself, you know, and that sucks, man.
Yeah. See, that's too much government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the left for you, just in case you didn't know. That's the left.
I am in the middle.
You do everything politically correct and shit.
I am in the middle. I was raised completely right. And as soon as I left my little freaking bubble, I was, thank God I did, because, oh my God.
Too conservative for you, huh? They are insane. Yeah.
Insane. Yes. Yeah. I'm in the middle.
Yeah, there's different degrees.
I have a little bit of both. I believe some things, and then, you know, I'm my own.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're spilling again. What the fuck is this?
I talk with my hands. I'm Italian. Oh, my God.
It's okay. We'll get some paper towels.
Yeah.
Do you mind going out and get some paper towels?
Oopsie.
Just ask Ronan for
Sorry. We'll outlaw teas.
Yeah,
on
you
the
can't
table.
Drink it here anymore.
No. I
okay,
will.
Cool
I'm,
thing.
I'm holding it with my hands.
Yeah, keep it away from the electronic equipment.
It's going in my hand. Okay. Oh, my God.
Let me pick these up.
Sorry, guys. See, I get excited, and then I talk with my hands, and the Italian comes out, and then that's what goes on. Oops.
It's okay. So what did you spill? The tea?
Yeah, it's tea. Okay, peace tea.
It's not a big deal. Yeah.
Oopsie.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Okay.
Anyways. Thank you. Go.
It's not enough, but you'll have to get some more. Anyway. Okay. Well, we've got a phone call here. Let's see who that is. Probably a wrong number. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Okay. That's what I thought.
Ah, it's weird. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway, so going back to those soft drinks, you know, it's like, I'm really like irritated with this because it's not the first time they're doing this, you know, and it's like everybody's trying to tell you how to live your life and what's good for you, what's bad for you, we'll tell you, we'll decide for you, and that's bullshit, you know?
Right.
So.
No, I think that's complete crap. Is it being passed now or are people voting on it?
Oh, no, it hasn't passed yet, but they're proposing it.
And that's just freaking retarded.
Yeah. The mayor too, you know. I mean, Bloomberg is the one that's creating this, so it's bullshit. You know? But you know, what are you gonna do, man?
I agree. What else is
What else is in the news? Now, is this news? They're saying that Adam Levine's promiscuous because he loves women so much. It's like, duh.
Well.
You know, I mean, what do you say to that, you know?
Well,
gee, you know, we love women, so we're going to be promiscuous.
I mean, I think that's a cover-up slightly.
Yeah, he's promiscuous because he can, that's all, you know?
Uh-huh.
He's got chicks throwing themselves at him, and he can.
Yeah, well, several things on that. I think that, well, yeah, it's a little bit of a cover-up because I know them a little bit personally. But also, yeah, I mean, when you're in that business, you're getting people thrown at you left and right.
Yeah.
I mean, I've lived it. I know. I was around a lot of, like, you know, big names, and I watched it, and I would just laugh. Like, I remember back in the day when I worked on a big show, and I used to live with an actor. I remember the girls that would just come in there. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I remember, like, oh my God, this is insane. So, like, the sorority girls that were nearby knew where we lived, and they would come and they would knock on the door and just be, can we use your toilet?
Really?
And I'd be like, no, absolutely not. Well, please, it's a prank for this or whatever. We need you to a picture of it. And I'm like, no, that's not happening at all. People would go crazy. Or I would walk it back in the house and other times. And girls would be putting bottles in places that I didn't know bottles could go in.
Wow.
Yeah, that was interesting. Really? I mean, we would just laugh at it because right. we're like, these girls just want to be, they're throwing themselves at him
right.
because they just want to be like, oh my gosh, I was with him, or I sat in this room and I did this with him, or
right.
I shared this weird, intimate, retarded, fucked up moment with
yeah.
him, you know, and it was weird. It was really strange. You know, it's anyway.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're in that, like, I mean, if you're in the entertainment business, you just have to know, like, that's what you're in. That's what you get.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. But I think most men are like that. So I don't think that's news at all.
No. And it's true because also, like, if he's been around for a while, but if you weren't anything and then all of a sudden you were and you're hit in a moment where you're like all of a sudden famous,
right.
you don't know how to handle it
right.
sometimes. You're
exactly.
like, what do I do? How do I handle this?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But I would be promiscuous too if I was in this position.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What if you, would you ever get married during that time?
I don't know. You know, I guess if you meet someone that
right.
you really love, you would.
But would you still be promiscuous? But, because as you're on tour, going
right.
around everywhere,
right.
would you be like...
Yeah, that's probably why I wouldn't get married if I was like
right.
a musician on tours and shit like that. I mean, why would you?
Yeah, but they do it.
And yeah, I know. Wonder. But yeah, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
You know, I mean, why would you... carry all this baggage when you don't need to.
Right.
You know, and the wife's going to be jealous all the time
mm-hmm.
and things like that. You know, it's like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest prizes you get when you become famous is you get the girls.
Or you get the stalker in your closet who whacks off with your underwear.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was a great story.
Yeah, I'm telling you, wow.
I can't even believe that happened.
How traumatic, man.
Yeah, I'm still traumatized.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I check the closet every day.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah, it is.
is he, like, getting in trouble still, or is he totally clear of this?
You know, we kind of let a lot of it go for a minute. I mean, he was getting a lot of trouble, and then I kind of, like, it's just such a pain to go through it all. You know,
right.
I have a restraining order and everything, but it's just, it's a lot to deal with.
Right.
So, and it's hard because what happened, because I had a party, and it, when you serve alcohol at a party, the cop was like, well, basically you're going to get people that are going to pee in places. And the fact that you had an open house, the door was open to people, given that he wasn't invited, there wasn't a door guy with a list. Which
right.
I need to do next time. Mm-hmm. If there was a door guy with a list, they could do something. But the fact that he, you know, got in there and because
right.
I had the door open, you can't do anything about.
Wow.
But I've seen that he does have a record in Arizona, actually,
uh-huh.
for breaking and entering, lewd behavior and destruction of property.
Wow.
So it's the exact same thing that happened
to
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Exactly.
The shit that women have to put up with, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
I know. It's. Yeah. But I guess it comes with the territory.
Yeah, I guess, you know. Yeah.
But that's another whole thing. It's like, what makes people tick that way? What makes people be that crazy in that, you know, like, that's insane.
Yeah, it's just that I think what happens is these are people that act on their fantasies. You know, many people, I mean, almost everybody has fantasies, but you don't act on them.
Would they act in a really messed up way? Like, I mean, or even like, you know, for the fact of like, okay, so back in the day when I went, let's go back to when I was living with that actor. And so I remember like girls would come up and they would leave, like, there was a note on the door and it said, "Dearest," and it was his character name on the show.
Really?
Not even his name. His character name on the show.
Wow.
And it would be like, "Dearest Pacey, I don't like what you did to Joey," who's a character in the show Katie Holmes played.
Uh-huh.
"And therefore I pissed on your porch." Now I'm on the front porch with the dogs and I'm looking down and I'm like, that's awesome. I'm standing and pissed right now. Are you kidding me? Because some crazy fan, you know, like, went and decided to do that. Like, that, what makes you not realize? I mean, it's a TV show. How can
right.
you not separate? That's what I don't understand.
Right.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
I find that weird. Same thing with the guy in my closet. That's weird. It's like the same type of weird mentality. Like, what is that?
Right, yeah. They have no limits, you know? No
like, how can
no
you
self-control.
Watch TV and not know that it's fake? I mean, what?
Yeah.
What?
Or how can you go to a party and piss in a closet or masturbate and not think that people are going to catch you?
Yeah. And see that, and that's the thing with that kind of behavior. I mean, you can only be a watcher and watch, and it's like you get off on the fact. I think he might have gotten off on the fact that he got caught.
Yeah.
You know, in a way.
Maybe.
And it's like for you only can do that for so long before you're not a watcher anymore. You're a doer, and then you're gonna become the rapist, and you're gonna become, you know.
Yeah.
That's a scary thought. That's why I was so upset. I'm like, I want to stop this guy.
Yeah.
No, it's not happening. Yeah. If he does it to me, he's going to do it to, like, what if it's a little girl?
Yeah.
That's so
you
messed
never
up.
Know. Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, look at this guy. This guy is supposedly a Canadian porn star, and now he's on the loose. He's suspected of dismembering an acquaintance, posting the video of the incident online, and mailing the severed limbs to political party headquarters.
That's just, this is what
now,
I'm talking
is this
about.
Like fucking
this
sick
is
or what?
Pretty, yeah, that's pretty much insane.
Yeah.
So wait, I'm confused. So was
he
it a
met
guy?
Someone. Yeah, I don't know. No, I think maybe it was a girl. I'm sure. The porn star is a guy.
Right.
Yeah.
But he dismembered someone. So to me, that sounds like it was another guy.
Right. You think it's another guy?
Well,
I was
we usually
maybe
call
it
a member.
Woman, no?
And if you dismember it, that's what I would think.
No, dismembering means to cut off your limbs and shit.
Yeah, but I'm okay. But I'm thinking.
No?
Yeah, but I think it's a guy.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. So that's weird. And you maybe look up like what kind of porn star was he? Was he doing like guys?
I don't know. They're not really saying much.
Not
but,
that should matter.
But why
are they
not saying?
But...
They're not saying it's a male or female.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't know yet.
They're saying.
Sorry, I'm not laughing.
Yeah, they said he knew the victim.
That's just is just disgusting. Like what? Really?
Yeah.
And why political? Like did some law pass or something? That's why he decided to mail it off to
probably,
government officials.
Yeah, he's fucking sick, man. You know, so
that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, they found dried blood and everything all over the place, and they're saying
who videotapes that? Was he like? And that's another thing.
Yeah, he videotapes it. Yeah,
maybe
I mean,
he watched Dexter and got a little too excited.
Yeah, these people they videotape all the shit that they do, you know, and then they get caught.
But see, and that's the thing. I think maybe they want to get caught because if you really didn't want to get caught, you wouldn't. Well, you would videotape it, I guess, because it's like a turn on for them in
right,
a way.
Yeah.
So getting inside their mind, they want. It's like a trophy. Actually,
right.
a lot of people that. Have that mentality that kill people or murder or rape people, they do collect trophies, whether it's a strand of hair from somebody, whether it's like Dexter who collected blood samples, or whether it's, it could be videos. It could be, like, they do. They have to have, like, a trophy for each one. That's crazy, because that's probably not his first time he's done that.
You think so?
Yeah.
So he needs to document it, huh?
Wouldn't be surprised.
Show it online,
man. Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, just for example, the guy in my closet, it wasn't the first time he did that to me. We found a record of the past.
Yeah. Wow. Can you imagine, you imagine finding this stuff? Can you imagine, like, the stuff that police see?
Actually, did I ever tell you that I actually was in a program, I want to be a profiler
right?
for the FBI. So
right.
I actually went to the FBI training program back in Quantico. So I went through some of this.
You had to see, like, dismembered bodies and shit?
It was fake stuff, you know, or it's a morgue, but it doesn't bother me. I'm not bothered by blood. I'm not bothered by bodies.
I know you've killed
is.
Fucking chickens and everything else in sight, man.
That's different. It's different. But no, I actually like getting inside the mind of people and figuring out why they did it, how they did it, you know, and how to catch them, basically, because you got to be one step ahead.
Right.
So, I don't know. That kind of thing fascinates me.
It does, huh?
I'm crazy. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, do it then. Go back to the FBI.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Because I was like, I was doing commercial at the time too, and I was, but I was in school for this, and I'm like, this or that, making a lot of money right away, or going to school for forever.
Maybe working for the government.
I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go back for the lots of money that I was making at the time.
Well, it's elementary there, I guess.
It
right?
is elementary.
Doesn't take much thought.
No.
All right. Well, Brigetta, thank you. As
thank
always.
You.
Thanks, our guest Emily. And,
We'll be back tomorrow. Let you know.
Yeah, I keep thinking it's Friday today, but tomorrow's Friday, right?
Tomorrow's Friday. I think that too. Yeah, but that's because the week was so crazy. But I will let you know how my swag bags go today. And tomorrow we have Diana from Trinity Colon Hydrotherapy. We'll be talking about colonics.
Talking about shit all morning. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta.
which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.